All right, it's almost Mother's Day, so you got to get her a nice gift. I love my mother. I love your mother. I love Nate's mother. I love all the moms out there, and so no better way to keep them happy on Mother's Day than to get them some Shari's Berries. They start at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling, or you can double the berries for just $10 more, and the berries arrive in a signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon, no gift wrap required. What kind of berries am I talking about? Fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolatey goodness. Then you top it with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Choose your delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one, or you get your money back. It's more than just berries, too. They got new treats. They've got Mother's Day cake pops, strawberry cheesecake bites, and artisanal chocolate truffles. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for your mother, and that's to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the code KFC. It's berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the right corner and enter the code KFC. Get it for $19.99, and you get double the berries for just $10 more. Today's quickie, we got Camille Kostick on the show. We went to the bar with her. We sat down. We had some food. We had some drinks. So we talked shop, talked about dating, talked about sports, Patriots, the whole nine. No food. There's some video involved as well. If you want to check out video of me fights and Camille at Grand Central, at the Whispering Walls, at the bar, check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/KFC Radio. We also have the video with Roan up when we did behind the blog, and we've got our weekly vlog going now. That's right. We're vloggers, baby. What's up, YouTube? It's every day, bro. We're into the vlogging game because that's what we do. On to the next one. So you can go to youtube.com/KFC Radio, smash that subscribe button, smash that like button, make our vlog go to the top. Jake Paul, we're coming for you, bro. Let's check it out with Camille Kostick at the bar. Today's KFC Radio quickie features the one and only Camille Kostick. She is now officially a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She is... She's now seen the Whispering Walls.
Yes, finally. it exists.
Yep, it was a real place. It's a real thing. And we got her here today. We're at the bar. We're at Ainsworth. And we're talking about the topic that the New York Post wrote about today. They said, it's a question that women have asked during the stints of singledom. Are you actually dating someone, or are you just friends who have sex and see each other 3 times a week? It's best described as a several-night stand or a casual recurring hookup situation that mimics a relationship but is definitely not a relationship because one party just got out of something long term or is not looking for anything serious right now or just wants to keep doing things without a label.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, okay. And you, we're not going to understand it, and Camille's like, I totally get this. Guys and girls are going to be very different on this
one. Because we just left the Whispering Wall at Grand Central, and what movie was filmed there?
Just Friends.
And what did they do in that movie?
They have sex a couple times a week.
They bang a bunch.
That was
and
a
they
bang
fall
bunch.
In love.
I tell you what, you just set me up and fucking stripped me down.
I felt like a school teacher. Like, and did you read? And what was it about? Who was in it?
That's a perfect example, though.
Or the movie. I always mix them up. The one with me,
Just Friends and Friends with Benefits.
Yes, with Ashton Kutcher. Both situations. Those movies are very real life.
This is the most real life thing of all time. Because anytime you start hooking up with someone, I feel like naturally the girl will be like, no, we're dating. And the guy will be like, we just hang out a couple times a week. That's why you're confused.
Well, I'm confused because I think if I was like hanging out with a girl a couple times a week and hooking up.
Oh, you would call it dating.
I think I'd be like, I don't think I would like come out and say it, but if she was like, we're dating, I'd be like, oh yeah.
Probably. I get it. Yeah. Like you're kind of
we
right
never
to
really
say
had
that.
A talk, but yeah, like we are.
Makes sense.
We hang out all the fucking time.
I definitely think that if it's going to be an open relationship and really casual in the beginning, that it's if you have something going on right there and then one person wants to start taking it to the next level, it's kind of hard to take it seriously.
You got
to
be on the same page.
Yeah.
I feel like very often
it's like what you tolerate is what you guys can get away with.
But nowadays it's so weird. It's like I don't think there's clear cut like, you know, okay, we are officially in a relationship. Now it's like there's apps, there's swipes, there's fucking online this and hook up that. And it's like, I think there's
a lot of temptation on the internet, which is.
I just think that naturally a girl will always eventually have to be like, bro, we're dating.
Why does it always have to be the girl?
Because that's just how it goes.
I've been in a situation where it was the guy.
Really?
And I was like, yeah,
again,
I'm
things are
not
a little different
about
for you.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, you are a no.
You are a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Things are a little different.
That just
do you understand the theme that like every time you're like, no, it's different. I'm like, you're different. It's not, you're not the same as me and John and normal people.
Okay, so okay. You're hooking up with a girl for a month straight. You're sleeping with her. You catch her out on a date with another guy. Are you upset?
Month? No.
We just talked about if he was dating a stripper, how he'd be like, I don't care. You can go to work and like fucking do whatever
no,
you want.
No, but she did say catch. Like, I caught her out on a date. Like, if you were like, yo, I'm out on a date.
Right. You got to be upfront with it.
But then even if you got mad at it, if I were that girl, I'd be like, I thought we were on a date. Like, I don't need to report to you. I don't need to tell you.
Like, I wouldn't get mad. Like, I wouldn't, like, make a scene.
So you'd be like, whatever. Come back to my house after anyway. That's where you're going to come, right?
Yeah, but like, if let him pay the bill. And then, like, come on over. eat your dessert. And then come home to daddy. I think that it's...
Come home to daddy.
Daddy.
I hate that word, by the way.
Oh, you're out on daddy, huh?
No. I hate it. Of course, we both hate it.
It happened.
Of course.
It happened to me.
Two peas in a pod.
Like, before it was a thing.
Oh, it happened to you for real?
Like, what? Yes.
Like, not like in an unironic way?
In
like,
bed?
Like, wow.
She was like, yeah, daddy. Like,
this is
she was ahead of her time.
Way ahead of the time.
That's like 2012.
I know I was at a blackout tour.
Were you calling guys daddy?
No. Way, like, oh, but that was before it was like a thing.
Yeah.
Which one did you go to?
It was really
the Hartford one at XL Center, UConn.
It was at this one.
No way. Yeah. Gas was in like a jumpsuit overalls thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so what happened? You met a girl there?
Yeah, and then she came back to the hotel. And we were hooking up, and like she just gave me like the oh daddy. I was like, oh my god, I'm dying.
Whispered into the mic.
I was like, yo, oh, daddy. What?
You didn't
like,
say that.
I swear to God, I said what? She's like, I said daddy, and I was like, nah.
I said daddy.
Like, what? And then like I hooked up with that girl like a little more after that, and I just had to keep being like, can you stop that?
I'm not trying to hear that anymore.
And that was like, it might have been like funnier like if it was like on trend now. Because like now there's everyone does it. Yeah. Like,
but now I think everyone does it funny. Like funny. I think like they joke.
I think some people are serious.
I think some people are serious, but like at least now it wouldn't like surprise me.
Right. That back
in 2012,
then,
I was like, whoa.
What is a daddy? Like...
Like, I mean, I always thought it was, like, sugar daddy. Like, I always thought you, like, call, like an old guy man, that. Yeah. But if it's, like, on the same age as you, it's, like, daddy? Or you're into some weird shit, I feel like.
Weird shit.
Like, that's, like, true daddy issues.
Oh, my God. I hate this talk so much. I hate it.
Back to...
Because, like, it's your dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm with it.
It's a very strange phenomenon that's happening.
Okay.
But I feel like 90% of people are joking about it.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
But going back to the
I'm not joking when I call Tom Brady it.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
Oh, so many people think that he's a daddy.
I call him Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Oh, look at Zaddy.
So is that because like he's literally a dad, but he's like a handsome dad?
Is it because
is that why you call
just
him?
Just because I want a robot, not a real human? Just come on. Just spill the beans. He's not real.
You mean he's not real?
Like, I have a theory that Tom Brady died at 9/11 and Robert
Do you
want to
know what?
Built him
Let
as a
me
robot.
Tell you something.
Okay, break it down, girl. Break it down.
Let me break it down for you right now. You're one of those people that would talk trash on the internet about Brady, but he would be sitting here right next to you, and you would be so damn polite and be like, I respect you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
No fucking kidding.
Oh, okay.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? You think I'm gonna like fight him or something?
No,
he's a professional athlete.
Okay,
he's got fucking his offensive lines probably right behind me. I'm not gonna. I met who did we meet at the Super Bowl? I met Vrabel.
So then after after you met him, would you still talk the way you do about the robot and da da? Would you knock it off?
No, I would probably still talk about it. Like when I met Vinatieri, I was like, I fucking hate you, dude. We were like friendly, but I was like, I fucking hate you. Like, if you didn't exist, my life could be infinitely better. Who knows?
Oh, my God.
So, I usually kind of keep it real, but...
And you didn't like me and Vrabel, because you said you're like...
I didn't like him. I didn't like him because he's awesome.
Yeah, right,
Mike
right,
Vrabel's
right,
the
right,
fucking
right.
man. Yeah. And I was like, I want to continue to hate you.
Okay.
I don't like to meet people. I like to stay an anonymous Twitter gangster and that I can just talk shit on the internet. Like, when we become friendly with fans, with players, I'm like, I don't like this, because I want it... Like, if you play bad... I have to like the fans are mad. I want to like rep the fans.
I know
what you mean.
What
I
Yeah,
then so that, like, that's separate. Why I don't watch Hard Knocks, because like I don't want to like players on other teams, because every team has likable people. No doubt about it.
And you want to just be able to
fucking hate. If I don't watch Hard Knocks, then I can't see your like real personality, and I can just, you can be a faceless helmet,
right?
Then
I can be, and I can hate you. Yes, yeah. I don't like. I like to keep the hate up big time. I feel like maybe I would make a Botox joke to Tom Brady at like the end of the night, like something like subtle. Like, I wouldn't go down without a fight. I would say something.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm not gonna fucking. Derek Jeter, I might say some shit to. I've hated him for a long time. Long fucking
time.
Why?
You're not a Yankee fan?
No, I'm a Mets fan.
Oh.
So I've been dealing with him since 95, 96.
I've been dealing with him.
Yeah. These people ruin my life. You don't understand it. Like, the Patriots
it seems
have,
like, great people ruin your life.
The Patriots have, like, yes, ruined exactly a huge right chunk of my life. The Yankees have ruined, like, a vast majority of my life.
That's crazy.
And you guys are just like, yeah, it's great. We win Super Bowls. We win championships. Like, fuck you guys.
They've improved mine.
Yeah.
And even the Yankees, they haven't really ruined any of my life. They made it better because they were good for a little while, and now
they're bad.
Well, now they're back, but they were bad for a while. And we got our 3 World Series.
Who's your team? That's awesome. Really? I'm a Yankees Patriots fan.
Oh, you are the worst! Oh my God! End the interview. Get out of here. You literally just paid for your lunch. You're the worst.
Are you from Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. Okay, hold on.
There's literally nobody worse than you. Nobody is worse than you.
I'm never coming back on your show. If
come on, you're not invited. I can't have
we
a
had
Connecticut
such a good day.
Yankees Patriots fan. Do you realize how awful
you
that sounds?
You have to understand. We don't have NBA teams. We don't have NFL teams. We don't have MLB teams.
So you just picked the two fucking best ones.
Nope. Now listen. My mom was born in New York. My mom was born in Queens. My dad was born in Massachusetts. Three
Mets fan, Queens.
No, just like Queen, just New York, New York. So my mom being, we're three sisters and a brother. My brother likes the Red Sox because you pair up with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
The three girls go with my mom's choices. She likes the Yankees. Now when it came to football, my dad was a Giants fan.
Ooh.
So I grew up wearing like, I couldn't help it. I had no choice. I was wearing, like, the snowsuits, like, there's literally baby pictures of me and, like, in a snowsuit for the Giants. But when it's time to grow up and make your own decisions, I dated a kid who was a Patriots fan at the time. So I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to watch Patriots games together because I love this.
We're going to get married. And
then, like, my high school boyfriend. And then when it came down to it, I went to school in Connecticut. I wanted to cheer for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are one of the six teams that don't have professional cheerleaders.
Old school shit.
And
yeah.
I was like, if I'm going to cheer, I'm going to cheer for the best team in the league. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm going to cheer at a Super Bowl.
You're a cheerleader bandwagon.
You would too. No. So I tried out for the New England Patriots.
Being a cheerleader for a shitty team has got to be the fucking worst.
Do you want to know
I
something?
Watch these girls on the Jets, like they call it the flight crew or something, and they're just dancing and like, you know, like 2-14. It's just like, this is awful. I feel so bad for them.
The Patriots cheerleaders are like world renowned. They are very well known, mm-hmm. and they are, I will say there are, I'm not trash talking any of the teams, but there are some other teams that aren't as hard to get into.
Right.
You definitely have to have true technical training to be a Patriot cheerleader, training in the media, good fitness, bodies. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in a two-piece on the sidelines representing the New England Patriots organization. So, there's a lot that goes into making that squad. So anyway, that's how I go to Red Sox games, but like I don't wear Red Sox clothes, and I will cheer for the Yankees if the Yankees play the Red Sox, but
I liked you so much up until now.
I have friends on the Yankees too, so it's...
Oh yeah, like who?
Tyler Wade is one of my friends. Mm-hmm. I've met Aaron Judge a couple times, so...
You're coming out too?
Hate that guy.
I met Greg Bird.
You're ruining both of here.
Yeah, you ruined a lot of relationships here.
Why? What's
the
matter?
We just got engaged. I can't be engaged to a Yankee fan.
Oh my God.
That's never gonna work.
No.
Can't have a Red
Love
Sox Yankees.
Is equals compromise, equals comfort and silence.
You guys will enjoy Sundays.
And you like what I like, or you bear with it. And be quiet.
I feel that. Well, thank you for coming, and this will absolutely
be your last
appearance.
I was just going to say, end on a good note.
Okay.
Is this my last appearance?
No.
That's just really sad, because I've been a very, like, an occurring guest.
Yeah, and you walked almost 15 blocks today for us. That
yeah,
was incredible.
And I didn't complain once.
Not once. Not 10 times. There was like 9 complaints, but not 10. We did not hit double digits.
How many blocks do we have to walk to go back home? 5?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 in an avenue.
Can we Uber?
Call an Uber, yeah. Get okay. the Uber. What's next for Sports Illustrated?
What is
just, like,
next?
Take I pictures mean, in my bikini.
I think one of the coolest things is going to be, because when I shot in Belize, I went with the 5 other finalists for the final 6. And we, like each girl, we shot for 3 days and we each, you know, paired up. So it's going to be cool to find out where my location is. And I really get to go solo with the whole camera crew and stuff. So, and
is there like a big unveiling, like how you find your location?
I'm not sure. I mean, for the 2018 issue, it was huge because I found out in studios on camera that I was in the final 6 and that I was going to Belize, but I didn't even care about where I was shooting. Right. I was just excited to be. And oh my God, you guys, I blacked out. I freaked out. It's on camera. It's crazy. But, no, I'm excited.
Are you going to work never not dancing into the Sports Illustrated world?
Oh, you know it.
Because like, all those girls don't have any personality, and they're like just like pretty, and they just take pictures. And it's like,
I think a lot of them do.
You think so?
I think, like, I'm just thinking, like, I guess I can't name a ton, but like Samantha Hoops has personality, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of those, that's what made me want to be.
Then, so do that, because I feel like you'll separate yourself.
All right, I'll take that advice.
You just like never not dancing could be like, you know.
Well, when I went into my fitting in November for the 2018 issue, when I came in to try on all the bikinis and stuff, MJ and Darcy and the girls had a playlist like bumping like Chris Brown, Rihanna, like they know my like pop and lock, like that good music with a good beat, Questions was on. You know, I was dancing and they were like, take this on to the set. So it already started.
Exactly. MJ so is a dude or a girl?
A girl.
MJ. You know, come on, you know MJ. Well,
I mean, I know who she is. I didn't know it was a girl, though.
She
like,
is
I wasn't sure.
Bomb.
That
she
is
a boss woman. She's freaking awesome.
That job should be me. Can I do that job?
No, because screw you, because you told me that I am not allowed. You are not allowed on swimsuit sets now.
Oh, that's not
you,
fair.
You really
If I lift my KFC radio band, will you lift the swimsuit band?
Fine.
Deal. That's ending on a good note.
Deal.
I'm coming to Belize. I'll take you to a shitty bar again. It's not a fair deal at all.
All right.